Describe a time when you were late for something important.
Number one, are you a punctual person? Do you think it is important to be on time? Do you always avoid being late? It depends on what the event is. For meetings with others, appointments, and school, yes, being on time is essential. In fact, being on time is not enough. I believe that people should be early to leave room for error. It shows that you respect the time of others and that you are organized and professional. After all, why bother setting an appointment time if you are just going to show up whenever you feel like it? Two, what are some of the common reasons for being late for something? Why are people often late for things like meetings or appointments? Things like weather, traffic, or problems with public transportation are probably the most common excuses for tardiness. If someone is known for being late, then it likely boils down to poor planning and disorganization. It seems to me that it's always the same people who are late over and over again. These repeat offenders often have a million reasons why it's not their fault that they're running behind. But I don't buy it. Three, how important is it for people to be on time in your country? Are people in your country often late for something? Being on time is very important in my country. It isn't likely that someone would show up late for something unless it is a casual get-together with close friends or family. I have visited certain countries where this is not the case, and it really threw me a curveball when I was left waiting, sometimes for hours, for someone to show up. It made me realize that punctuality is a cultural thing and not universal whatsoever. Four. What problems might happen when a person is late for something? Being late could result in serious penalties. For example, if you are a student, it could mean a lower grade or even failing a class. If you are late for work, it could mean getting fired. Missing flights, missing opportunities, or missing the birth of a child are other examples of consequences that can occur if a person is late. You also run the risk of people being upset with you for being late. Five, what can people do to help manage their time? There are many simple steps people can take to improve time management. Using a planner is the most obvious one. There are so many options available these days, from paper planners to digital planners, that there is no excuse not to use one. It's also important to write down important details. Our brains are made to generate ideas, but not just to store them. If you don't write something down, chances are it will slip your mind. Six, do you think people are born with time management skills, or can they develop them? I don't think anyone is born with time management skills. Some people may be better at focusing and being organized, but those are still things they have to learn to some degree. Nobody is born into responsibilities that they have to balance. Those are things that you develop over time and through experience. So I think that it's encouraging for anyone who struggles with time management. It's just a matter of learning discipline and figuring out which strategies work for you. With enough effort, anyone can learn how to manage their time well. Yes, go, go, go. 淘宝店铺原创。